quite nice movie, isn't it? Yeah. Very nice, yeah? Okay. So, I think time is over. Unless you have a very critical one or two questions, you know, from our discussion as well as from the movie. I can see that this is well done. And how to say that? You can get a lot of confirmation on your, you know, what we discuss. So if you have any critical doubts, then maybe we can clarify now. Otherwise, we can stop. Yeah.
So where is the pain normally located, and at what stage in the process of death does it begin, and where does it end?
physical pain can experience up to the dissolution of the wind element. No, it stops there.
When does it start?
Starts the moment we conceive in the womb, then up to now, then up to the end. Oh, process of death, it started the moment we have conceived in the womb.
So I mean the pain that you...
Yeah, also it started from there.
But at the time of dying, where is it that's most intense?
Most intense. Actually, it's almost all the time most intense. So there's the most intense is a time that... the most intense thing can occur during the 80 conceptual thoughts. 80 conceptual thoughts. So that's the reflection of past delusions, then you know, such kind of, just now inside they show the wrathful images, so those are the reflection reflection of past negative imprints. So then it appear into the image. That is more intense suffering than the dissolution of the element dissolution.
So do they add dissolution of the earth when it began? Does the person feel physical pain?
Yes.
So what if for a very highly practitioner, do they still feel the pain also?
No, not necessarily. No. If the contaminated body is borrowed from the parents, in order to actualize the life to benefit others, if it's a chosen rebirth, then there is a decay of the body, physical body, but reception of pain is not there. The reception of pain is not there, but you can still see the physical decay. You can still see that some of the great practitioners experience cancer or blood pressure. Or even like diabetic, you know, wounds. So those are the physical aspect of decay, but not there's no reception of pain.
So what is in the event of accidental death,
very fast. Yeah.
So what is the process of pain? Do they have that, or
To experience the pain? The final dissolution is very very short moment. It's like almost like gleam, but the dissolution of 80 conceptual thought, 80 conceptual is still can remain for long time, but physical the physical elements, the dissolution of physical elements, it can be like the last moment of physical dissolution element can be very short, you know, just like car accident or like car accident, you know, suddenly dissolve. Then it reaches to the clinical death. Then once appear the dissolution of wind element. Then after that it will pass to the 80 conceptual thought. So then that time, you know, can remain long duration. maybe one day, 2 day, or even more than that, or like that, yeah. So the experience of suffering is still carry on. Yeah, physically dead, but it's still not dead yet. The formation of aggregate as a person, that person is still suffer. But the formation of the person is not departed yet. The formation of person depart when the consciousness depart from the body. Yeah. I think the organ donation, I think, is one of marvelous practice. It should be, you know, inspired by a very compassionate person, compassionate heart. So it is something which is it's the greatest practice that human being can be done. Of course, if you have a right motivation, but some they do because of fame, they want to recognize in the world. So they say, I want to donate my heart, my kidney, so that people will hoping that, you know, remain his name in the public, saying that, oh, he donated this and that. If that is because of ego and because of attachment, it is still not right to do, it's wrong to do. But if it's sense of understanding that my body is going to cease, so since the organ still can be beneficial for, you know, the living being who has a longer period, longer duration of living, so I would like to donate my kidney or heart to somebody, and that is Bodhisattva deeds, and it is advisable. In that case, since it's due to a sense of very strong heart, very strong virtue heart, even in that process, it will not disturb the consciousness. Most likely, will not disturb the consciousness. It's again depend on your motivation, power of your mind. Power of your mind can control the circumstances, the process of the pain and suffering at the time of dying. Yeah, so if you are not confident, if you are not totally dedicated, then better not to do. It might cause act of karma of harming human body, which is also break the vow of especially those who are practicing Bodhisattva practice, you know, shouldn't do that. If you are confident that I definitely dedicated, you know, wholeheartedly you dedicated, then you're confident that you can bear the consequences, even cause of your life, then it's good. Yeah. Yes. This one is original. Bardo Turtle. And also, you know, but the turtle also is originally from India, and also as well as the whatever talking about dead, the book on Tibetan book on death and dying, is in fact composed by Guru Pema Sambhava. He's an Indian scholar and Indian living enlightened being, so it's composed by him. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Not necessary. Just speech, just body, just mind. So such as like reincarnations, you know, they can emanate into three bodies. When they come into war, you could be reincarnation of the mind, you could be reincarnation of speech, you could be reincarnation of body. But the reincarnation of mind is the main. Then the speech, then the body. So that's why in the world you can see like three reincarnations of one lama, you know, such and such. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, this good question. I need to clarify this. I think some other also asked. You cannot consecrate the ashes as you cannot consecrate ashes into a statue in the manner of consecration, means in the manner of things that you put inside the stup, put inside the statue, but you can mixture, you make your form, the whole entire form of the Buddha's image through the ashes is can. So it's like making sattva is not consecrating inside the statue, but it in fact is forming of an actual form body of the Buddha's image. So it's can. Yeah. Can. It's no problem. Yes. As long as it's familiar with the practice and those who are qualified to do the practice. Anybody, sangha, lay people, lay practitioners, different traditions. Anybody can. Also to conduct prayers for disease. Sanghas, lays, Mahayana, Tantric practitioner, Hinayana practitioner. As long as you are performing the genuine Buddha's practice, then it's can. Yes, it's possible. Many of the practitioners, in fact, they do gain enlightenment in the Bardo state. They take the advantage of gaining enlightenment in the Klelai state, in the death process. If that not possible, then they try in the Bardo state. If not, then they try in the next life. So there's three great opportunities to meet the clear light mind, to inspire by the enlightened pure lens. For normal people, it is very difficult. It will be very difficult. Unless in the Bardo state, I think very difficult. But at the time of death, can greatly influenced by great high realized beings, such as like through power practice, etc. But at the Bardo state, it gets harder. Then when you take rebirth, then again there's a greater opportunity. Guided by great enlightened being, then you yourself practice, then gain enlightenment. Because the main source of enlightenment is you yourself is the one. You yourself is the one. The most powerful being can only create a condition. Their main role is create a condition only. The actual practice you have to perform by yourself. Can you ask the question that you give to me? There's two questions. It's in the book. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes. Not necessary. There's thousands and zillions of Buddha pure lands. So, through the practice and through the great masters, they will connect you to the Buddha's pure land, which you have the most affinity. Based on the affinity with the different Buddhas. So this is why like us connecting with the different Buddha, because of our ignorance, we don't know exactly which Buddha has the most karmic affinity. So by practicing all the Buddhas, but somehow there's one advantage that we might able to connect within all of them one Buddha to whom you have the most affinity. So somehow that can bring great benefit. So that's why sometimes when you meet the great enlightened beings, living gurus, that you ask, which is my idam, which is my affinity Buddhas, through their clairvoyance, sometimes you get a benefit of, you know, knowing the most connected gurus or connected Buddhas. So then if you focus practice on that, then it's faster for your realizations. Maybe yeah, okay. Can you ask the better? Because my reading is very bad. So idam is supposed to be same idam is every life is better, but due to the circumstances, the environmental circumstances, it might change based on the circumstances, the environmental circumstances. Otherwise, the practice is a continuum up to the enlightenment. If you practice Amitabha in the past lifetime, this life somehow that you have a stronger connection with him, and your idam is Amitabha, so like that. Mm-mm. So, so this is this, you know, uncertain. It's very difficult. Depend on the, you know, if you have a control over the dead body, then best is change after 3 days. At least after 3 days. At least after 3 days, because within 3 days. If possible, don't touch. Just remain as it is. But here, most likely, you know, because of the weather, it will be rotten and very difficult. So the best way is immediately try to bless through relics or any holy objects, and do power whatever. Then after that, then you can start to change. You can start to clean and change. And another thing is when you cleanse. You know, normally like wash, isn't it? Shower. In the Dead and Dying book, there's a bath offering prayer. So if you can use that ritual, it also has the great effect of purification of the person's negative karma by recollecting the memory, auspicious memory as the Buddha's time, that when Buddha first born, you know, making the ablution, it bring the effect of purification on. One's body, speech and mind's negative karma. So same that you are making this bath offering to the diseased body. So you can use that practice. It's inside the Dead and Dying book. But that is like you need to put some effort. So otherwise, you can simply recite Om Sava Tathagata Abhichekanze Samaya Shriya Ahum. So this mantra, when you pour the water washing, Om Sava Tathagata Abhichekanze Samaya Shriya Ahum. So it's simply do that also can. Yeah. No specific time. They mostly they recommend about 3 days. Three days, you know. Yeah. It's a similar concept, but it's not 8 hours, maybe about 3 days. It's about 3 days. They keep about 3 days. But this practice is mostly done in Tibet and Himalayas because of the weather is cold, you know, so it doesn't bring defect on the body. But I think here we cannot manage this, so rather you bless and... Yeah, so I think maybe they have their reason to do. I'm sure that they have a positive reason to do. But as far as concerned with the Buddhist practice, it is too soon. Because it's still a live body, you know. Yeah.
And after 7 days, his whatever soul or his consciousness, his spirit will come back.
Not necessary. Some of the spirits, even up to 49 days, they don't see the aspect of cremation. They don't see that their body is already buried. They all the time see their image of the past. And they all the time, they see their own image in somebody. So that's how that their consciousness enter into somebody. That's bring about the possession. Possession. You know, the people like say possess a spirit. It's all about this, because their senses, their senses see that their physical form in somebody else. So then they see that, assume that physical form is mine. So then they see there's some gap, like your consciousness here. I see my body outside. So then you enter. So mostly enter from nose, crown, and here, at the tip of the spine, and also enter from the ring fingers, both feet and hand ring fingers. So then, they remain in the body. They remain in the body. So if it's a good spirit, sometime even get a lot of benefits, because many of the spirits they have a sense of clairvoyance, bit of clairvoyance, because their mind is unobstructed. They only obstruct the karmic link mother's womb and Bodh Gaya stupa and the Bodh Gaya, the Buddha's holy image. Except these two, they are unobstructed consciousness. So even they go through the mountain, they go through water, whatever, mountains and trees and whatever, and they can travel within a second, or they can travel whole universe, such kind of life. So that's why, here in Malaysia, you can hear that some of the fortune teller, they use, baby spirit to do black magic and to tell fortune to others. They are similar like that. They capture the spirit and they ask to possess. And the spirit, before you ask, say, oh, go and search about you, Tell you. So then after that, then it tells, tell. And they are more accurate in the telling the past, especially past. So most likely it bring harm to the person. They possess either through attachment or either through hatred. So it bring for them they don't sense that they are harming the living being, but the living being receive the harm. But for them, they don't have a sense of harming living being. So sometimes the people who possess feel like their heart is pulling out. The heart is like pulling out, or their organs, like pulling apart, like that kind of feeling, and sometimes they make a very unusual comments, or they respond very unusual. So if it's harmful, then you need to capture. You need to there's a technique. There's a way of controlling the spirit and showing the path. So in Buddhist practice, in pure Buddhist practice, is not to harm the spirit, but rather show the path to next life. And those of the spirits are most likely not taking rebirth within the sixth realm being, and they are born as a Kalowa. There's one spirit called Kalowa. There's one spirit named called Kalojuwe Jawo, the king of the Kalowa. And those spirit born around him, and they form like a group. So they travel here and there, and most likely possess because of attachment, and the ancestor will possess in fact into the family members, so like that. So in that case, you should tie with a black string the ring fingers, and you should cover your head with the best is black hat. If not, at least black shawl or cloth, and tie all the ring fingers. So then you can communicate with them. You can ask them, what you need, why you come here, you know. Because once you tie this few doors, they don't have the access of going out, you know. So then they feel frustration. So then they start to speak. So then we can ask question. We can do question answer. So so we can ask why you enter, you know, what you need. So then they express their heart. They say, oh, you know, in the safe, I have a very beautiful gold pen, and I really like it. But somehow, you know, they all of them capture inside. And at the same time, you know, my son is thinking about giving to his grandson, and I don't like grandson. So that comes. So then you know that, and say, okay, don't worry, I take care of it. So you bring the pen. Then after that, then either burn it or either smash it. Say dedicated for you. You just have to finish it. So in the movie you see that possessions, you know, the Palden Sirin's possessions are given to the monastery. As long as your possessions given to the higher spirit, like a monastery is deities, you see. So ordinary spirit cannot overcome to control through attachment. You know, they give up. So the monastery there, they provide auction. The thing is that now monastery owns. They give, because the lay pen, no use for the monks. So, you know, they just now auction the lay pen. It has a lot of meaning. So it's auctioned to the people. So whatever amount they receive, they either offer butter lights, do readings of the sutra and dedicate of the person, and especially guide them for the next rebirth. But after that, after that you have to release, you know. After you know, you have to, you have to take out. Then you will go away. Otherwise, yeah. For the prayers, the most powerful prayers is the spiritual. The connected being could be lay, could be sangha, could be great master, enlightened being. As long as you have a spiritual connection as a guru disciple, then you pray. That's the most powerful use life prayer, most powerful. If not, then those high realized beings, maybe those living beings, those who are already enlightened. If not, then lesser than that is a higher bodhisattvas. Then after that, arahats. Then the ordinary bodhisattvas. No, ordinary bodhisattvas. Then after that, arahats. Then ordinary, fully ordained sanghas. If possible, need four. Fully ordained sangha community. Fully ordained monk. Four monks. If that also not possible, then the ordained four sanghas. If not, then no choice. Maybe like at least one sangha. And still, if the sangha possesses a fully ordination vow, that's most powerful. If not, at least novice vow. If not, at least ordination vow. Then it comes to those who has a Bodhisattva vow, tantric vows, lay practitioners. Then after that, those who has the lay vows. Then after that, the ordinary person, ordinary person. Then the exception is a family member. If the family member is making prayer, that's again is an equal power up to the one fully ordained sangha, up to the one fully ordained sangha, but that have to be blood related, you know, either especially closest one, like son pray to the father, mother. So this is like almost equal effect, like one fully ordained sangha, but four fully ordained sangha is cannot compare. It's very very powerful. So that's the sequence. Then large number of people, especially those who have a pure the devotion to the, you know, like pure samayas within Vajra brother sister, then make prayer together. Very powerful. But disadvantage is that when you make a prayer to somebody, and it has the broken samaya, that especially Vraja brother's sister has a negative negative influence to each other, like hates each other, or split and make a negative comments between the guru disciple. Like suppose, let's say all of us Dhamma brother sister, and we all supposed to do a prayer for some dead people. It's supposed to be very powerful, but I involved within this prayer and I did split you with your guru. I say wrong things about, I try to split misunderstanding about you and you and your guru. Then if I'm here, I pollute everybody. So the prayer doesn't become powerful. The prayer is a limit. So whenever you do prayer or practice, even in the practice also, not just a prayer, even in the practice, the most important thing is the harmony of, especially within Dhamma brother, sister. If you have a little bit kind of hatred, then you come together, you pollute, one person pollute everybody's practice, and everybody's practice delay to the enlightenment, and you yourself create immense of negative karma. So that's why Dhamma society, need pure practitioner, means actually the root is this one, harmony, respect. So that's about, yeah. Oh, then CD. CD also, there's many type of CDs. Some CDs for business, so that doesn't help much. So some CD is really for purposely dedicated to help those kind of circumstances. Like say this CD specially dedicated and chant very professional sequence, unbroken, like a practice, then dedicated for dying people. So it has about 70% of benefit, but not 100%. 100% is person there do it, but through the motivation and the proper sequence of practice, it bring at least 70%. But then other cities is like you leave good imprint, better than nothing, but better than nothing. Yes. In order to bring the benefit of dedication, not necessarily the person have to be in front, but can be done in the the sangha communities where there has especially that who practice the three activities of sangha, the confession ceremony every month, and summer retreat every year. Then the breaking of the summer retreat. The break of the summer retreat called Garye every year. So these three sangha practice. And in order to form this practice, you definitely need four fully ordained sangha. So in the community, they're not performing this activity. That means they are incomplete. Even though they are sangha, but actually it's incomplete. So whenever we talk about sangha community, it's talking about the gatherer of the four fully ordained sangha. Yeah, you can. It's very difficult to know, but the practitioners, those practitioners who themselves have a full confidence in a certain sign, during the process of power, during the process of like praying for them, there's different stages of sign. So through this sign, you can confirm he take rebirth as a human being. He take rebirth as he born in Amitabha Pure Land, or he's enlightened. So through the sign, you can tell. But the ordinary people, it would be very difficult to analyze. Okay, thank you. One more. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Or breaking of samaya. Breaking of samaya is like once you receive initiation, then you don't, you know, practice according with the guru's advice, or you take refuge. After that, you continue harming other beings. You know, those are the like samayas, including, you know, wrongdoings as a human being. You know, whatever wrongdoings is breaking our commitment, breaking vow as a good human being. We regard we are good, but we do all the time wrong things. So those are also conclude as a samaya. It's like a precept, promise. So by doing, if you have an initiation, then you do sub-initiation. That's the most powerful. If not, then at least do the four opinion power at the end of the life, at the end of the, you know, when you are clear mind before about to die, when you have a clear mind. So at that time, then you remember the four opinion power and try to purify whatever the samayas or, you know, negative karma that you have, whatever the broken samaya. So that will bring great benefit. Okay? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.